This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. The Biden administration is moving toward requiring nearly all foreign visitors to the U.S. to be vaccinated for the coronavirus. White House official telling the Associated Press Wednesday the requirement would come as part of the administration's phased approach to easing travel restrictions for foreign citizens to the country. Eventually, all foreign citizens entering the U.S., with limited exceptions, are expected to need to be vaccinated against COVID-19 to enter the United States. All travelers to the country, regardless of vaccination status, are required to show proof of a negative COVID-19 test taken within 3 days of air travel to here in the United States. Belarusian Olympic sprinter Kristina Tymanovskaya, who feared for her safety at home after criticizing her coaches on social media, flew into Warsaw Wednesday night on a humanitarian visa after leaving the Tokyo Olympics, according to a Polish diplomat. It's not clear what's next for the 24-year-old, either in her sporting life or personal one. The International Olympic Committee is investigating what led to her being removed from the Belarus team. Her husband fled to Belarus shortly after his wife said she would not be returning. And Poland has also offered him a visa. The Taliban condemned the United States Wednesday for what it described as a plain interference in Afghanistan by offering to resettle Afghan civilians with affiliation to international forces who could be targeted by the insurgent group. Washington announced the program that offers thousands of Afghan interpreters, translators, along with their families, a chance to relocate as refugees here in America. Via remote, this is VOA News.